Dr. Saber, getting an office note on patient Roy Han, H-A-H-N, Roy, R-O-Y, date of birth 6-2-1975, date of service 10-24-2024, per paragraph. The patient is 49-year-old African-American gentleman presenting to my office because of elevated serum creatinine, per paragraph. His past medical history includes the following: 1, diabetes mellitus type 2 for the last 10 years following with Dr. Bueso. Next, hypertension, has been uncontrolled at home. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, hypothyroidism. Next, diabetic neuropathy with Charcot joints. Right foot. Next, morbid obesity, per paragraph. Past surgical history includes right toe amputation and bilateral knee surgeries in the past. Allergies, no non-drug allergies. Social history, patient is single, no kids, no smoking. Social alcohol use, no drug use. He works at a UPS warehouse. Per paragraph, family history, father died from Hodgkin's lymphoma, mother died from breast cancer. He has one sister that has type 1 diabetes mellitus, and another sister is pre-diabetic. Review system reveals morning headaches, occipital nature, increased daytime sleepiness, no chest pain, palpitations positive, dyspnea and exertion positive, dry hacking cough since starting lisinopril positive, no heartburn, no nausea and vomiting, constipation positive since starting Ozempic, nocturia 3 to 4 times at night, no straining upon urination, he has medium urinary flow. He has positive dribbling and complete bladder emptying. However, he does have weak erections. Period denies, leg swelling is positive. All other systems are reviewed and negative. Immunization, he never received any COVID shot. Period paragraph. Current medications include amlodipine, furosemide, Traceba, FlexTouch, insulin, levothyroxine, metformin. Lisinopril, hydrochlorothiazide, rosuvastatin, and Ozempic. On physical exam, his weight is 335 pounds. BMI is 41.87. Pulse rate is 108. Temperature is 98.6. Oxygen saturation is 96%. General appearance in non-acute status, HNT, pupils non-reactive to light and accommodation, injected conjunctiva, non-enteric sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid B bilaterally, no jugular vein distension bilaterally, clear tympanic membranes, oral examination show no pharyngeal erythema, neck supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are tachycardic, no murmur show, no friction of her lungs, clear to auscultation, no crackles or reserved abdomen, soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no gary rod or rigidity. Extremity has 2 plus pitting edema in both lower extremities, pitting edema in the lower extremities. No skin rash, not a neuro exam, is not focal. Investigations show the following. White count 4.9, hemoglobin 14.2, platelet count 213, glucose 179, BUN26, creatinine 1.54, eGFR is 55 milliliters per minute, potassium 4.7, albumin 4.7, AST and ALT within normal range, total cholesterol 342, triglycerides 199, LDLs 230, free T4 normal and free T3 are normal. TSH is 81.6. Correction, free T3 was low at 1.7, free T4 is low at 0.59, and the TSH is 81.6. Pure paragraph. Assessment and plan. 1, chronic kidney disease is stage 3A. Patient has multiple risk factors for chronic kidney disease, including diabetes, mellitus type 2, hypertension, morbid obesity. A full renal workup is going to be initiated, including serologic workup and the quantification of proteinuria. Imaging studies, patient had an ultrasound at HCA Med Center. We're going to get the report. Period. Next diagnosis, diabetes mellitus type 2, followed by Dr. Bueso. Next, hypertension uncontrolled. Patient has dry hacking cough secondary to ACE inhibitors. I'm going to stop his lisinopril and put him on olmesartan / hydrochlorothiazide 40/12.5 daily. to take it in the morning, take amlodipine in the evening, and keep a log of blood pressure to review next visit. Next, hyperlipidemia and control, continue rosuvastatin. Next, hypothyroidism, continue levothyroxine. Next, Charcot joint. Next, diabetic neuropathy. Next, morbid obesity. Patient was advised to lose weight. Next, fluid retention. Patient would be taking furosemide as needed for leg swelling. Paragraph. Patient is going to see me back in around 3 weeks to discuss the workup and for further recommendations. End of report. Thanks. CC Dr. Gerardo Buesso. End of report. Thanks.